Los Angeles city leaders today will discuss whether police should stop responding to most home and office burglar alarms. Officers say they waste time answering calls that are nearly always false alarms. They want only to answer calls that are verified by witnesses. But homeowners and alarm companies say that's not always possible, and they worry that would-be burglars will get the wrong signal. NPR's Mandalito Barco reports.
This is the sound that homeowners, business owners, police, and criminals dread. Loud, annoying alarms are meant to scare off would-be burglars and to tip off the police, but often they're activated by strong winds, rain, pets, faulty equipment, or people who don't know how to use them. LA police officers say 9 times out of 10 they turn out to be false alarms.
I know from my personal experience the frustration of going from call to call to call, and they're all false alarm calls.
L.A. City Councilman Dennis Zine patrolled the streets with the LAPD for 30 years and remains on the force as a reserve officer. He says there are at least 300,000 burglar alarms in the city, but only 9,000 police officers on the force.
It just doesn't make sense to continue to drain the personnel resources, as limited as they are, to chase nothing. What are we accomplishing when they're all false alarms? We clearly need to have a change so we can free the officers up to respond to the calls that are serious in nature: domestic violence, robberies, burglaries, rapes, etc.
Zine says he's never arrested anyone while responding to a burglar alarm. In fact, in 2001, the entire department made only one arrest despite 169,000 alarm dispatches. The LAPD policy already makes responding to burglar alarms a low priority.
What good does it serve the property owner if the officer gets there 45 minutes to an hour after the burglary has occurred? It doesn't take that long to take the cameras, the jewelry, whatever else the burglars want from the residence. It doesn't take an hour to load up a pillowcase and haul off the items.
After years of dealing with this, the police commission recently voted to limit police response to only those calls that can be verified. That is, alerts by neighbors who spy a break-in, by security cameras, or with calls confirmed by property owners. Officers would still be dispatched to alarms activated by panic buttons or calls to 911. Zine says similar police plans are already in effect in other cities such as Salt Lake City and Las Vegas. The policy change is disturbing for those who trust the devices to help safeguard their property and themselves. Joanne Valley is president of the Neighborhood Council in the Harbor City area.
The general bad guy does not know that LAPD doesn't respond that quickly. So we're sending a very bad message out there that it's okay to go break into people's houses and businesses because you can't do anything about it anyway.
Valley says neighbors are not always home to be able to report break-ins. There may be no one around a business off hours, and security cameras might not be in the right position to record an intruder. She notes that many people cannot afford to buy expensive cameras or pay for private security patrols. City Council member Janice Hahn proposes that the council require the police commission to reconsider its new policy and open up the issue to public debate. Hahn is concerned about incidents when alarms are real but cannot be verified for whatever reason.
I'm thinking if someone's standing over you with a knife or somebody has intent to hurt you or harm you, at least you know the police will arrive. They may not arrive for 45 minutes or an hour, but when you have somebody standing there looking to do harm to you, you know the police department is going to come, and that should give a person hope and encouragement. What a terrible feeling to think that you're going to have to spend the rest of the night and the morning with that guy in your bedroom and knowing that the police will never come to help you.
Joe Gunn, who heads the police commission board, dismisses what he calls scare tactics by the alarm company industry.
The thing I like about our policy is that if it is verified, we will then give it a high priority dispatch. So that car is going to get there faster because it's not getting there in time to do anything good at all. I mean, it's like almost having a pacifier for people who have alarms right now.
People on both sides of the issue suggest alarm companies should develop better equipment that doesn't trigger so many false alarms. Alarm industry officials say police could do a better job of verifying whether the calls are false instead of doing away with the current policy. Even if the city council votes today to revisit the issue, the police commissioner seem unlikely to change the plan. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.